as we said, as we emphasized at the beginning, shunyata is in fact basically an experience, not a doctrine, not a theory, not even a philosophy, just an experience. First of all, our experience of the emptiness of the world. The experience that the world, as such as we know it, contains nothing, quite literally nothing, or as they sometimes say in modern idiom, repeat, nothing of real interest or real value. That's the first experience, that it's empty. So because this world is empty, one directs one's attention to the transcendental, the unconditioned. One becomes absorbed in it, as it were, and one finds, to one's delight, one may say, that it is empty of everything mundane. What one found in the world, one doesn't find here. In the world there was suffering, here one finds bliss. In the world there was impermanence, here one finds permanence, eternity. In the world there was no true selfhood, here one really, as it were, by losing oneself, finds oneself, and one becomes absorbed, therefore, in this unconditioned. And eventually, the time comes when one is so absorbed in the unconditioned that one forgets all about the conditioned. And then one becomes so absorbed in the unconditioned itself that one forgets all about the unconditioned. And having forgotten about the conditioned and the unconditioned, one loses all sense of distinction between the conditioned and the unconditioned, the mundane and the transcendental. And when one, of course, has got there, well, after that, if one can use terms which suggest time, such as before and after that one reaches a state, or the state, which only silence can express and communicate. And of course, in that silence, one experiences, in this ultimate depth, this ultimate reality, what we have called the mystery of the void.